Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you go back to the earliest meat-eating dinosaurs, they have the standard sort of 9 little bones in the wrist. But as they evolved to sort of more and more bird-like animals, they reduced the bones down to 5, then 4. And in modern birds, we see 4 of these carpal bones, these wrist bones. And one of those, for example, is called the semilunate bone. That, as the name suggests, that's a sort of a half moon-shaped bone. That's very important in the flight stroke. So they have to bend their hands in a certain way while they're flapping their wings. And the shape of this bone in the wrist is important in that. And you can actually trace this bone back into some clearly non-flying small dinosaurs. So this was part of the sort of the fossil record evidence. But the question is that semilunate bone in the dinosaurs actually the same thing as the one we see in modern birds? And one of the slight puzzles there was that in the meat-eating dinosaurs, you can see that actually this semilunate bone was made of 2 bones that eventually fused together. And in modern birds, it just looked like 1 bone. So one of the things that these developmental biologists did was to have a look at the very early stages of this bone developing in things like chicks and zebra finches and ducks and so on. And yes, they could actually see that it starts off as 2 separate entities that eventually fuse during the development of the birds. So that's just one of the insights that's come out of this work.
This seems pretty definitive.
Well, I think in science, there are always individuals who, once they have nailed their colours to the mast, as it were, are reluctant to change their minds. As a paleontologist, I would say that the evidence for birds being descended from dinosaurs is fairly overwhelming. People have suggested, for example, there are over 160 features of modern birds that you can trace back to these meat-eating dinosaurs. So the developmental arguments about the fingers, about the wrist and so on, I think they were puzzles, really. If you believe that birds were descended from dinosaurs, you could kind of shrug your shoulders and say, well, we'll find out one day. But if you were determined to overturn the dinosaur hypothesis, then you could say, well, look, you know, you've got to solve this problem first. Now, the issue of the fingers was actually dealt with a few years back now. And now we find that the wrist problem has, I think, pretty much dissolved as well. So I'm sure there are other arguments out there that people could put forward for saying that birds aren't dinosaurs, but gradually, you know, what was already extremely strong evidence is just becoming stronger and stronger.
So when you look up in the trees and see the little chirping birds, you're kind of looking at today's dinosaurs.
Yes, you are. Yeah, absolutely. That's not sort of any kind of fancy footwork with names or anything like that. I mean, in the same way that whales and bats and humans are all mammals and are descended from, you know, the original ancestral mammal, birds are basically modified dinosaurs.